1027 Business.
Okay, it is time for market commentary, and this evening we have Jonathan Otterio, the senior trader and lead smart guy at Herenia Capital Advisors. Jonathan, good evening. Thank you for joining us once again.
You're welcome.
So it was a bit of a quiet, low volume day today. All eyes on the Fed, I guess. I don't know what to make of it today. I mean, there's a few things. I mean, there's a few things that I'd like to cover here, but I think let's start with tonight, 8 p.m. Our fates are decided by the Fed. What do you make of what's about to happen?
Yeah, that's correct. I think, I mean, the whole market, the whole week, and for quite some time since we had the CPI numbers, I think everyone's waiting to see what the big gun, Mr. Powell, will do tonight. Market is expecting at least a 75 basis point hike. So that's, I think, pretty much priced in. But the question now remains, will it only be 75 or is it going to be 100 basis points? And even if it is 100 basis points, I think the bigger question now that the market wants to know is, will Powell say, okay, now after this one, we're going to slow down and be a little bit more dovish, or will the hawkish sentiment continue? So I think a lot will also rely on the Q&A that will happen afterwards, even after we get the actual announcement at 8. So I think it's going to be quite an interesting one to watch tonight, Petri. I think there's going to be lots of fireworks out there.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Hey, I mean, there's been so much anticipation building up to tonight. And I mean, the expectation here is that tomorrow the Reserve Bank will take the lead from the Fed as well tonight. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think anything outside of 75 basis points will take the market by surprise. So, I'll tell you what took me by surprise today. Tungela Resources.
Tungela. Well, don't forget it was ex-diff today, so don't get a bit of a shock. Huh?
Yeah, down 60 bucks.
That's correct, yeah. But it actually didn't trade so bad, actually. It was down, it finished the day down around 58 Rand, which is, you know, if you take into account the 60 Rand divvy. It actually did quite well. It was trading up flat in London. So I think there was a lot of volume done today, which is not the usual thing when you have a divvy. So I think from the action, there's definitely a lot of people that are still interested in the stock. So I'd be interested to see how long it takes before it goes back to all-time highs, Petri.
Yeah, we were talking this morning and saying also, like, watch it give a free divvy in the next couple of days. You know, yeah, exactly. Just to explain what a free divvy is when the dividend is paid out, market sort of gaps lower on the dividend, ex-dividend day, which is what Tungela did today. It dropped, what, 15%, 15.5%. But because the dividend gets paid out, it's like a net zero effect, right? So what happens is usually that gap is closed in bull markets, and we're not in a bull market, but at least, you know, coal is. So hopefully we see Tungela right back up at that 375 level or 370 level. In a couple of weeks, it'll be really nice, and then you got a free 60 Rand a share. That's massive, hey? That's a big...
That is a huge one, yeah, and there's probably more coming as well in the next 6 to 12 months as well. So that's why I think I wouldn't be surprised if we do see it come back up to all-time highs in the next couple of weeks, if not months.
All right, and you are very much focused on intraday trading. So where was the action for you today, if you look at, well, in the stocks that you were trading at least?
Yeah, so today I was, like I said to the guys on the floor when we had the morning call, and I've said this from Monday onwards, expect low volumes and sort of stick out to anything that stands out during the day. So today I think there was a little bit of action on Sasol. For those guys that maybe missed it early this morning, there was some news from Russia that will start partial mobilization from September 21st. So the oil price had a bit of a move to the upside, so that gave the Sasol a nice push open. It went almost flat at a point and then it came back. So there was a little bit of action on Sasol, and then late in the afternoon, I think a lot of intraday traders, particularly, we were hoping for a move in the goals, with the gold price also moving to the upside, but that never really happened. So unfortunately, it wasn't really a great day intraday. But I do think, you know, tomorrow is probably going to be the most volatile, and we'll probably see volumes early in the first hour too. So I've actually been holding up for tomorrow, to be quite honest with you, Petri. I'm just waiting to see if tomorrow is the day that we can make have a good week, actually.
And obviously tomorrow there's also MPC, right? We've got the local interest rates coming out. So I think whatever happens overnight in the Fed, we might see a bit of action tomorrow morning in our market, because finally we have a direction. But the MPCs, I'm sure that plays a role as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this morning we actually had CPI numbers for August from ESSA, and they actually came out pretty much in line. But the one positive was the core CPI, which was better than expected, came out at 4.4 versus 4.6 expected. So I think that may be a bit of hope for the MPC to only hike by 75. But to be quite honest, we rely so much on the rest of the world, particularly in the US, that if tonight they do 100, you know, I think the market will probably maybe be expecting 100 tomorrow. So yeah, it'll be interesting one tomorrow with, you know, the first hour to digest, you know, the Fed from tonight, and then at 3 o'clock when the MPC comes and hopefully gives us more fireworks to play with as intraday traders. That's what we like, the volatility.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I guess, well, firstly, Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us. And if you're sitting out there listening going, 8 o'clock tonight, it's important that I know what happens, Twitter is going to tell you. The finance community on Twitter is amazing. So yeah, make sure to be looking at your Twitter time limit at 8 p.m. tonight, because that is where the news is going to come out. Well, I mean, obviously it'll come out everywhere else too, but Twitter is usually very fast. Anyway, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us, giving us a bit of an update and a view from the market. Really appreciate your time, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much, Petri. Have a great evening.
Cool. That was Jonathan Otero, senior trader from Herenia Capital Advisors, with your view from the market on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business.